The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They said to him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying we will be made free?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not have a permanent place in the household, but the Son has a place there forever. And so if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Amen. You know, I love Reformation Sunday for various reasons. First of all, I just love the day. I love being able to wear red. I get to wear my red clerical collar. I got to wear my Redskins hoodie. That was fun. Even my Redskins hat, it was great. I love that. But I also love Reformation Sunday because it really is the one Sunday of the year that I am the undercard. And if you know Bob... What's that, sweetie? Oh, I do. Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you, baby girl. All right. Where was I? Oh yeah, I'm the undercard. Well, if you follow boxing, you know there's always the main event. And then the undercard are the people that go beforehand and the boxers that fight before that. And so anyway, I'm the undercard because on Reformation Sunday, the main event are our confirmation students at 11 o'clock sharing their faith statements. And even if you just come back for that part of the service, at second service, I'd invite you to do so because it's so awesome to see these young people sharing their faith, sharing what God means to them at this point in their life, this part of their journey. And they're so honest, and they're so beautiful that every year it is just a highlight here at Bethel when we're able to do that. So that means, though, that you know they don't want to do that twice. So that means Pastor Dave has to do something at 8:30 service. And so I am the undercard once a year. But I do give thanks for that because it reminds us of one of the great things that the Reformation taught us. It was that Luther talked about the gift and the grace of God's presence and God's work in the people. The priesthood of all believers is how we talk about that. And that the gift of people sharing their faith stories, sharing their life, is so impactful. And we see that truly at second service. So it is my pleasure and my joy to be the undercard, especially on a day that talks about the gift of how God is present in the life of the people in a meaningful, powerful way. I also find this week to be beautiful because we had the same text every year, and I always find something new as I hear these gospel lessons. And today, we hear a one that is quite familiar to us, the story of Jesus talking to the disciples about remaining in His Word and knowing the truth, and that the truth will indeed make us free. And I always am caught by reading this text that the idea of truth and the idea of sin and the lengths to which we can go in our own lives to delude ourselves about things that are true is really, really mind-boggling. You know, if you ask me about my sports exploits, the older I get, the better I was. I don't know if that's true. And in all and many various ways we do that. But what we see in Scripture today is quite astonishing, actually, if you pick up on it. Jesus says to them, if you continue my word, you are truly my disciples. And he's saying this to the Jews who believed in him. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And their response is unbelievable. Because if you know anything about the Jewish faith, the primary celebration, our Easter, their Easter, is Passover. Which, if you can remind me, was reminding them of being brought out of what?
Slavery.
Well, here they say what? We are descendants of Abraham, and we have what? Never been slaves to anyone. Now, help me out here. Talk about not knowing your story. I am shocked here. Really, it's scandalous that these folks, at the very heart of their faith is this Passover story, the God who brought them out of slavery. Even the Ten Commandments begin by saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of slavery in Egypt into the promised land. And they say here, we have never been in bondage to anyone. Plus, the very reality, bye, sweetie. The very reality that they are being an occupied nation now. Talk about not really seeing the truth in front of them. Jesus says, then goes on to say to them, and this is beautiful because what he does is he pulls this away and he kind of goes into what is very true for all of us, that while we one of the things that's reality of our sin is the ways in which we can go to tell ourselves stories and narratives that we'll believe that meet whatever it is that we want to see without knowing the truth. And he goes on to tell them, and he makes this great change. He says, everyone who commits to sin is a slave to sin. So he pulls it away from being literal slaves and pulls it into the reality of the bondage of the will, the bondage of our hearts, the bondage of that sin encapsulates in all of us. And he goes on to say then that only in the household of God does the Son reside forever, so that if the Son makes you free, you are made free indeed. He pulls it away from these things in which we can miss in our own lives, where we too easily look past our own faults, or we too easily look at the faults of another, or we too easily can look past the ills of the world while pointing out other ills within the world, where we can be people who tend not to tell ourselves the truth but are willing to tell other people harsh truth. Whatever that happens to be, we as the people of God can live into and are bound by this sinful nature. We all are. Yet Jesus comes to set us free, to remind us that the truth, no matter how hard or how difficult it might be to hear from times, will indeed set us free on a path of not only righteousness, but love and grace. as I read this and I see myself, well, Jesus, I'm a descendant of Bob and Barbara Young. I have really never been that big of a problem in my life. I've not hurt people. I've not done that. It's so easy for me to miss my own sin. And I know that at times it can be that way for you too. But the good news on this day and what Luther said, because Luther got so caught up in his sin, he was so focused on his brokenness that he had gotten to a point where he hated God. Because he saw God simply as a holy judge looking down upon sinful humanity. And he looked at God as if to say, how unfair of you to create us in our sin, knowing that we were only going to be damned. I hate you, God. It was a part of his, what was called his anfechtung, his deep and abiding struggle with God, until he heard the word that freed him. That you are made righteous. The righteous live by faith, by trust. By trusting that Jesus is who Jesus has claimed to be, the one who is the Son who will make you free, who will remind you of your sin and tell and call us to be truthful with each other in our sin, yet that does not ultimately define us. What ultimately defines us is the love that the Son has for you. And that this Son has claimed you and brought you into the household forever. Luther was released. Released from this bondage. Released from this anfechtung. Released from this struggle to be all that he thought God wanted him to be, and all God wanted him to do was to trust that God loved him as much as God said he did. And when he did, when he abided in this truth, it set him free. And it changed the world. We gather on this day not to claim any kind of superiority as the Lutheran brand and band of brothers and sisters. No, we come to again remind a world that they have been given an amazing, unbelievable, astounding word from God. That the truth of our sin is trumped by the truth of God's grace. So we are free to own our struggles, our brokenness, our pain, and our shame. We can own all of that and say, yes, I am that sinful being, yet I am also saint of God. A saint of God blessed and redeemed in the waters of my baptism, where my God reached down into my struggle and pain and called me as his own so that I can dare to live free. Free to love my enemy. Free to give forgiveness to those who have hurt me. Free to risk my life in service of those around me, free to not see the brokenness of someone else, but instead to be one who seeks to be a healer, free to love in the midst of uncertainty and to hope in the midst of suffering, free to live into the goodness and the grace of God. In Jesus' name, amen.